Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, tomorrow night, a great tribute, Lori Wyatt, the Berkshire Ramblers at the Linda, 8 p.m. for Pete Seeger.
Well, it'll be great. You know, Lori Wyatt is one of the great talents. There are many of us who remember him from the great Pete concert, the last concert that Pete really did. And we were very grateful. And Lori was a big part of that. And now Lori's back. And the Berkshire Ramblers will be there, made up of many people at WAMC. It's going to be a great evening, and we look forward to it.
Some big news came yesterday about the Moreland Commission and shutting down and some of the U.S. attorney's comments. That's Preet Bharara. And we see this morning that he has picked up the investigation. The Moreland Commission folks are sending over documents, the Times editorializing that basically too bad that Governor Cuomo let it die and he's moving on.
The whole thing doesn't make a lot of sense, David. Governor Cuomo appointed this Moreland Act Commission. That's a huge step to investigate corruption in government. Then we hear from our friend at the Daily News, Ken Lovett, that the Cuomo people are calling in the plays about who to subpoena and who not to subpoena, even though it was supposed to be an independent investigation. They come up with an interim report, and I start talking to the Cuomo people and say to them, well, what's going on? Why? What's happening? They say, well, you just wait till the end. You wait till the results, you'll see. Well, in the end, there are no results, because what happened was in the final negotiations with the legislature, the legislature came up with a few very moderate fixes to the ethics laws, and as a result, Cuomo calls off the Moreland Act Commission. Nobody could figure out why. Well, Preet Bharara, who is the U.S. attorney, the fighting U.S. attorney, basically says he's not happy, and he's going to find out what's going on, and he's going to look for the material from the Moreland Act Commission, and he's going to finish the job. And he's been indicting people left and right, and so this is going to be very interesting. So Bharara is right to raise the issue. The New York Times is right to raise the issue. I've been right all along, because I've had some very strange feelings about this when we heard from Ken Lovett of the Daily News that Cuomo was calling in the plays and who should be subpoenaed and who shouldn't be. If not Cuomo, his people, is what we were told.
Let's turn to the national scene. We see that Kathleen Sebelius has stepped down as the Health and Human Services Secretary.
It is not unusual to see an administration change. You know, 8 years is a long time. So now it's been five or so. As you know, Sebelius has been the person who they've gone after the most because of the Affordable Care Act, which, by the way, they made sure was going to be as difficult to implement as possible because of the way in which it was set up in the first place. But right now it's getting more and more popular. So this is a good time for her to go, and the president's taking his top people and putting them in place. And I think that there is no question to me that she's worked real hard and deserves a little rest here.